Last week, a federal judge postponed enforcement of the Department of Homeland Security's no-match rule until October 1st. But immigrant rights groups meeting in Madison this week say documented and undocumented immigrants are already worried about being fired if their name shows up on a Social Security no-match list. Attorney Claire Lavelle Lepak of the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says if the rule goes into effect, some employers may begin firing immigrants to avoid possible sanctions.
They don't want to do anything wrong, and they're trying to make sure that they're employing people that are legally authorized. They may actually overstep that line when they get a letter that says, oh, you know, this person could be unauthorized, especially if the person looks foreign or sounds foreign.
If the rule goes into effect, hundreds of Wisconsin employers will receive lists of non-matching Social Security numbers for their workers. In Wisconsin, government agencies are teaming up with church and community groups to coordinate services for people affected by the rule. Social worker Fernando Cano says even documented workers who aren't fired may just quit because they can't navigate the bureaucracy necessary to prove they're legal.
This will affect people who are here trying to work, trying to make an honest living, right? It will affect them on that goal. And it will affect many American citizens.
The Social Security Administration has acknowledged that 70% of the non-matching Social Security numbers belong to legal documented workers and are the result of technical mistakes or computer glitches that can take weeks or months to verify. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.